And did my
Hi guys, and welcome back to an episode of Mastering Mind in Movement. I'm really excited about this episode because I have a special guest, Corinne, and she is the one that helped me get this whole thing started. And I'm really excited for her to kind of share a little bit about herself, kind of what she coaches on. And if you're ever interested in getting into starting your own business, have ever thought about it before, this is definitely the woman I recommend for getting out of your funk and also being able to step into that CEO boss bitch attitude. So thank you so much for joining me, Corinne.
Amazing. Hello. Thank you so much. And yes, so Ashley is a client of mine. She's been a long-term client of mine. And, you know, I say it all the time, like, I may not have served thousands and thousands of women yet at this point, because I know there's some coaches out there who have, but my biggest thing is that, you know, my clients trust me enough to re-sign with me, and I've helped, you know, dozens of women at this point in regards to starting their business, growing and scaling their business, and then just also deeply returning home to themselves and getting out of like these limiting beliefs and all of these things that we need to overcome, such as our negative self-talks or our negative beliefs that we always have, or that, you know, keep us stuck or keep us playing small. And so that was something that I had to do. And that's how I came up with and created the Magnetic Abundance Coaching Certification Program, because I had to really overcome these things as well. And I really started getting into the techniques and stuff. Like, Magnetic Abundance is a method. It's a method that I use. It's a method that I've embodied. It's a method that I've overcome in my own self-doubts. It's a method that I use with you and my other clients in a one-on-one or group setting. And now it's evolved into a certification program. And so that's going to include things like NLP, Emotional Freedom Technique, or EFT, hypnosis, Reiki. I'm trying to think like what else. I always like miss it when I go to list it off. Hypnosis, time techniques, Magnetic Abundance Life and Success Coaching, and then, you know, my own method as well. And I've used those techniques with you. I've used those techniques with my other clients, and I weave in a lot of stuff like inner child work and shadow work. And, you know, it's just, I can't even like say enough about like how much it changed my life. Like 2.5 years ago is when I really started diving more and more deeply into that, because, you know, I think Instagram bios are so limiting, and I don't know if anyone would agree with this or ever try to argue me on the other side, which they might. Everyone's entitled to their own opinion. But, you know, before I go down this whole rabbit hole, I'll just say, like, you know, on Instagram, you can search me as like a mindset and business coach, or maybe one day I'll update it to a certification energetics business coach, like whatever it may be. And even like your I help statements can be very limiting, right? Like, my clients will probably all give you a different version of what I help with or what I do. And it all stems and comes down to, honestly, you know, the mindset, the subconscious reprogramming. And anyone can spin that and make it sound sexier than that, but that's really at the core of it. That's the foundation of what we're doing. So that way you can then go and build your business, or you then can go and say you're already at 10K months or 5K months. You can then go scale and step up into higher calibrations and calling in higher amounts of magnetic and abundance, because until you heal the parts in your subconscious scripting and in your cellular level and the nervous system in your body, the subconscious programming that's, you know, been conditioned in us for so long, until you heal that and start to reprogram that and start to allow yourself to believe new things, then you're going to keep yourself playing small. You're going to keep yourself staying stuck. You're going to keep yourself spinning in these like spirals and these loop patterns and these like self-sabotaging behaviors and, you know, negative self-talk, like I said. So that was a long-winded way of saying, hello, here I am. Welcome to the show. And that is what I do and what I coach on. And y'all can't see us because you're going to be listening to audio, but Ashley's like laughing at me just because like when I get like passionate and lit up, like I will just go, like I will just take it away. So anyway, that is me. Hello, welcome.
No, I absolutely love it. And people forget mindset is like a huge part of everyday life, not just, you know, trying to get in shape or building a business every day, because the way we talk to ourselves, the way we treat ourselves is so important. And those little steps, those daily steps really add up into the person that we treat ourselves to be. So when you can have that conversation and be honest with yourself and figure out what is really holding you back. What are those limiting beliefs? What are you saying about yourself? When you're able to change those and take down the blocks that you have built up, it'll change your life in front of your eyes, kind of like that instant fame almost, like that instant realization, and everything kind of clicks into place, which is so incredible. Because I know when it comes to myself, I was like, I've always wanted to own a business, and I'm like, okay, where do I start? And when I loved working with Corinne, she was like, okay, we need to get through some of the stuff that you need to heal in order for you to be that person you see yourself being. So how do we get you from point A to point B? And just taking her being able to take me through that path really changed my life as a whole, not only for my business, but my relationship, the way I talk about myself, the way I hold myself, which is extremely important. And she really gets down to figuring out what you should niche into. Like what is something that you're so passionate about, but you're always afraid to really come to the surface. And for me, one of the things was gut health. Like I've struggled with chronic constipation for several years, and it's not like the prettiest thing to talk about, or it's kind of embarrassing, but being able to have the confidence to have the voice and stand up and be like, I'm struggling with these issues, and I have in my mid 20s, and nobody ever talks about it. So being able to really focus on my niche, but and being able to step into my confidence and say, like, this is who I am, who's going to stand with me, is so empowering. And that's what I love about what Corinne teaches about, is being able to step into your power and call in who is supposed to be with you, who is your tribe.
Yes. Yes. Yes, queen, slay. So this is amazing. And if y'all would have known Ashley a few months ago before we started working together, like complete 180, which, you know, me as a coach, as a mentor, as a certification trainer, like it makes me so incredibly proud to see how far my clients come, even in just a short period of time. Like I tell people all the time, I can do VIP breakthrough days with you where you're going to get a transformation that would have happened in 3 months, but in 1 or 2 days, or we can stretch it out and do 3 to 6 months. Like that's like VIP, like level, like one-on-one high touch client. And yes, that's the most, you know, I don't like to use the word expensive, but expansive way to work with me. But then I also have, you know, like my product suite, like Unleash Your Uniqueen, which is like the business foundations to, you know, branding, content, you know, creating your signature offer. Like, what is it that you want to coach on? And then I also have, you know, a money mindset program that helps you step more into abundance called Wealthy Goddess Activation. And then I also have a higher level mastermind for women who want to step into CEOism, right? CEO-ness, which is actually called Sold Out CEO. And then I have the Magnetic Abundance Coaching Certification, which kind of, it's like my baby, right? Like it's been being birthed for the last 2.5 years. And I say that because I've taken the proven things that have worked with my clients. I've taken the proven elements of their subconscious reprogramming, and I put it into that certification program. So that way, not only can I like work with you as a coach to help, you know, help you shift and change and reprogram yourself, but also then to give you the certifications, to give you the tools, to give you the modalities. So that way, if I'm not there with you, you know, every single day, every single moment, right, you can tap into those tools and techniques and heal yourself, heal others around you, help your clients. Like literally one of the coolest things about one of the techniques and modalities that you get certified inside of Magnetic Abundance Coaching Certification is it's called Time Techniques. And it allows you to go into someone's timeline, discover the root cause without them having to like re-experience like on a really deep level, a very traumatic event, right? So they can remember it, right? But their subconscious might be, and like I tell people all the time when we're doing the technique, if you're maybe just seeing like a blank screen, but you know that the memory is there, that's okay. Your subconscious is taking you exactly where it needs to go in that moment, that it feels safe and supported and held to be able to release that so that you can move forward. So like limiting decisions, limiting beliefs, like just old past regrets and negative emotions that have gotten like trapped inside your nervous system and inside of your body. So I went down a whole rabbit hole with this, but really what I was just saying is like, this has become my baby because it includes Unleash Your Uniqueen. So it includes the, you know, social media business foundations course. And then you also get to come to a live immersion event to be able to get your certifications. And you also have 3 months at least of coaching calls where it's going to be technique mastery. It's going to be, you know, a business strategy or Q&A session. Like if people come and need help with strategy, or they come and they need help with Q&A, or like they just have these burning questions, right? And then there's also going to be the mindset and healing calls that I'm going to do. So it's really infusing some of the things that I have found to work the best, both in what I've embodied and what I've seen work the best for my clients. And so for me, I'm just like, I always create things that I wish existed, basically. Like if this program would have existed for me 2.5 years ago, I would have been like, holy shit, where do I sign up? And like, I know, like she's like laughing, but it's so true. And she knows it's true too. Cause like even Ashley joined that program. Like, I don't know, it just touches my soul. And I guess what I'll say is, you know, to give some people a little bit of background about me, and, you know, I think context is always important too, right? And so I love doing these podcast interviews mainly because like I started as a health and fitness coach in the online space, and like absolutely no shame in my game. I'm pretty sure there's so many females who have done this, but I started as a Beachbody coach. Like did that back in 2016, was doing that, you know, what they called the side hustle. That was like the cool thing to do at the time. And I did it with a couple of my colleagues that I worked with in corporate marketing. And at the time I was so freaking passionate about it. Like it lit me up. Like I was just sharing it. I was, you know, I was probably in the best shape of my life at the point in time. Also, you know, probably under eating, but that's a story for another time. But I was so passionate about it that it actually did bring me a very solid, like steady passive income stream, because I wasn't even like thinking twice about it. And then I started to realize probably how much I was under eating and all that stuff. And I found a different coach and like started working with them and started learning more about like actual movement and exercise and macros and like all that stuff. So I got certified in those, ended up pivoting, becoming, and actually I took a little bit of time off between Beachbody and this, but like I ended up getting into competing. And so I was doing bodybuilding competitions. I was a bikini competitor. And like, if you were to look up my name, like I ran the gamut, like I ran the shows. Like I was runner up at one point to my pro card. I pretty much always placed within the top like 8 people at national shows. Like I slayed, like I was great at what I did. Like I just enjoyed it. And when I was doing that back in like 2018, 2019, just to give you like a little bit of like a timeline and context, I became an assistant coach. I became a social media manager. I was working for other people while also building my own health and fitness coaching business, while also doing corporate marketing, like my 9-to-5 job, while also waitressing at one point to just like make some extra side hustle money, while also nannying too. Like I was doing the freaking mostest. So like, this is probably a whole nother ramble that I could get into, but I always think it's funny when people have, you know, the objections or the excuses, or, you know, basically it's really just a limiting belief of like, they don't have enough time or they don't have enough money. Really, it's so much deeper than that. Like there's something inside of you that doesn't believe in yourself for whatever it is you're desiring to do. And that was me for a really, really long time, because when I was competing, I got myself into like a really big depression and like anxiety because I didn't know how to stop. It sounds so silly because I could have literally just stopped, right? But it was like, it became my life. It became my identity. And I was afraid that if I stopped it, I would be judged. Like, you know, all the things, all the fears that we have, all the rejection that would come with it. And when, and like, they always say, like, you manifest what you focus on, right? Like you get what you focus on. So why not focus on what you want? And I literally manifested getting into a car accident on my way to work because I had really bad suicidal thoughts at one point. So I got into a pretty bad car accident. And, you know, luckily that was like the car accident that changed my life, because I was like, holy shit, I've been focusing on all this stuff. Why don't I start focusing on what I actually want? And I also got diagnosed with an autoimmune disease because I literally ran myself into the ground because I was just, you know, doing what probably wasn't healthy. Like it started out as a healthy standpoint and then turned into like not healthy. And then, you know, I grew up in just like such a background where like by on paper, like, my family was probably under the poverty line. We were probably on food stamps, even though my mom is too proud to ever admit that. But I grew up in a very, very large family with a single parent. My dad was like in and out of the house, grew up with like abuse, neglect, like money problems, like so much shit that I know that is such a universal, like so many people deal with that. And I could have let that define me. I could have let that become my story. And for a while in my 20s, I probably did let that become my story. I probably did let that hold me back. I probably did have all of these self-esteem issues and like feeling like nobody's going to like me, or like I should be doing this because then I'll be accepted. Like, rather than just doing what I wanted, doing what I desired, doing what was in alignment with me. And so 2.5 years ago, when I started diving into the world of NLP and personal development and really like my spiritual journey that I call pretty much like my magnetic abundance method, is I just started to make decisions based on like, okay, if I wasn't afraid, what would I be doing? If I knew it was going to work out, if I knew that my success was inevitable, what would I be doing? What would I be investing my time, my money, my energy into? And that's when I started using my 9-to-5 to fund my business. I started using 0% interest credit cards to fund my business so that way I could pay in full for a coach or a program that I was really desiring to be in, or for a certification program that cost $10,000. Like, so that way I could pay it in full and then pay it off cheaply during a 12-month to 18-month, you know, period of time. And I know so many people still to this day have so much shame and guilt around like debt or things like that. And it's because they're looking at it in a way that we've been conditioned to believe it. And so I had to really shift that and reprogram myself to allow myself to believe like my 9-to-5 at the time, even though it was not what I wanted to do, I had to allow myself to get on board and reprogram my thoughts as I was learning all this stuff, to know that it was getting me from point A to point B, to know that it was fueling my passion, to know that it was fueling what I was meant to do with my life. And same with the credit cards. Like, I had to look at that at like, this is what got me here. This is what's going to get me there. This is my abundance method. And I mean, that's not actually my abundance method, but like at the time, I had to start seeing things in such gratitude and abundance and really start to shift that. So that way, you know, what they always call like high vibe, high frequency, whatever. I had to start to shift my vibration and my frequency. And that's when things started actually, you know, quote unquote, falling into my lap, and things started aligning for me, and clients started realizing what I was actually helping them with. And I gave up my health and fitness coaching business and gave up all my clients who even then were so loyal to me. Like, I remember one client was like, do I really have to stop working with you? And like, I was like, this is no longer what I'm going to be coaching on. And I was like, you're more than welcome to come with me on this journey, but it's pivoting. And so I took some time. I went inwards and I literally like came out the other side, like a whole new person, a whole new, just like when you talk about like the law of attraction or manifestation, like it really starts with reprogramming yourself and your subconscious mind. And it's like the science behind the woo-woo of like law of attraction, manifestation. And like law of attraction too also starts with inspired action, law of inspired action. So you have to take that action step towards your desires. You have to commit to it, whatever that looks like, whether it looks like giving your time, even if you're still in a 9-to-5, to be able to build your business. Or maybe you just got into your business and you're doing pretty well, but you have to work a little bit harder. Like, there's this thing right now going around where people, like, it's getting a bad rep if you're like working hard in your business. While I love that, and I love the leaned back flowy energy, and I'm more of like, I fall in this sphere of like 60% feminine energy and then like 40% masculine. You need the structures, you need the masculine to be able to support that feminine flowy energy. And there's such a negative connotation around it right now, but really you need to change your mindset around it. You need to reprogram your subconscious mind around it, because the top earners in the world, the top mindset coaches, the top like influencers, like if you look at like Tony Robbins or Oprah or even some other people that I know in my space, like they didn't get to where they were by taking it lightly. Like, they were so freaking passionate about it and they just went for it. Even when people thought you were crazy or were calling you crazy, and you just like have to go for it. And, you know, there is a difference between aligned hustle, which gets to happen for like a tiny moment in your business, to then get you to the other side. And it's no different than like taking that inspired, committed action to show the universe, God, higher source, angels, whatever you believe in, to then say like, hey, okay, this is what I'm investing my money into, my time into, pouring my heart and soul into, because then the universe is going to respond with what you want. And that's literally law of attraction. That's literally like starting to reprogram your subconscious mind, because the only thing that's going to keep you stuck is yourself. And our subconscious mind always works to take the beliefs or the ideas that are held on the inside, and then it works to make sure that our outer reality matches that. So if your inner beliefs are, this isn't going to work out, I suck, blah, 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 well, your outer reality is probably going to, you know, be the same way. So why not start to get yourself on board of like, this is going to work out, I'm going to be successful no matter what, and allow your outer world to start to change. So I just went on like a whole rabbit hole there, but.
No worries.
I feel like I answered a lot of Ashley's questions like before they even came up.
Oh, like, yeah. I love them. What I love about Corinne is like, she is going to hold you to what you say. Like, you want to run a business, you want to own a business, well, you better put your mouth where your money is, pretty much, in mm-hmm. a way of, are you ready to make these big decisions? Are you ready to put your excuses away? Are you ready to heal and have the story, but also be able to put it aside and create yourself as this new person? You don't have to hold on to what the story was. You can totally change. And that goes with, you know, manifesting the business you want, manifesting the body you want. It applies to almost anything into your life, which is so amazing. And I've worked with business coaches before, and they're like, okay, reach out to all these people, and you pretty much have a sales job, but you are doing your own commission. You're like, okay, well, that's great, but I don't know what I'm doing. And what I love about Corinne is she always reminds me, like, it gets to be easier. Like, don't overthink that post. Reach out to that woman if you want to talk to her. Coach that person that you feel called to do. Pretty much, like, don't overthink it. Really feel and make sure it is aligned to who you want to be and who your higher self is.
I love that. Yeah, and like, it gets to be easy, right? Like, the moment you decide that, it gets to be easy. And I don't want you to take that and think like, again, there's not going to be that aligned hustle moment, because there might be, and that's okay. Or there might not be, and that's okay too. But stop overthinking it. Like, stop doubting yourself. Stop getting in your way so much, because that's really what I see happen. But the moment people get out of their way, what I see happen and what I've seen happen time and time again with my clients, and like, you can literally look through my Instagram highlights of like my client results or like wins or results or whatever I name them as on my highlights. Like, my clients celebrate all the time, big, small, in between. And like, I remind them to do that. I remind them to be in gratitude. So that way you can start to literally like almost hypnotize yourself into this new belief, this new identity. And like, what I've found is my clients, like when they first make a big decision or a, you know, a first big investment, or maybe it's even their second or third big investment or their fourth big investment. And like, the only reason I know what they're going through or how they feel is because I've done the same thing. Like, I still invest in myself. I still invest in, you know, deeper certifications. I still invest in, you know, mentors and coaches and higher level things. And part of it's because I want to calibrate to that energy. I want to calibrate to that level, because they're making 100K months right now and I'm not yet there. So I'm like, okay, I'm going to go do that. I'm going to go invest in them. Even if it's like $40,000, like, and I figure it out. Like, even though I have, you know, quote unquote, have the money now, it's like, it still doesn't get easier. It still is like, your brain is so programmed at that point to believe like, okay, what am I going to maneuver? What am I going to do? But the moment you just drop out of that fear and drop out of that doubt and just trust, like, it gets so much easier. And what I've found with my clients is they'll either like manifest checks in the mail, or they'll manifest a bigger tax refund, or they'll manifest literally like 10 times back their investment. And I had one client who did that, and she enrolled in the Magnetic Abundance Coaching Certification like way before I was like ever actually promoting it or anything like that. And like, right now it's like just starting to launch. Like, I'm just starting to announce it, and we start in September, but like, she invested in it and she was like, I want to be like one of the first people. And I was like, okay, like, cool. She invested in it. And that same month, because she invested in the beginning of the month, that same month, she ended up having a 12K cash collected month and a 20K sales month. Like, what? Like, that's literally like, got it back. Like,
yeah,
And what that is that's literally goes back to what I said about the law of attraction, the law of inspired action. It's like really just doing it and showing the universe, like, I am committed, almost like I am taking no prisoners. Like, this is my success story. This will be the thing that changes it all. And like, I'm so passionate about the work that I do because I still find myself using these techniques and these tools and going deeper and deeper and like finding different ways to use them. And like, they're such healing modalities. Like, it's just, I feel like if people had these, like, lives would be different. Lives would be so transformed. Like, even to the point where, like, if they had these tools, even just like for pockets of life or pockets or areas of like your business, whether it was health, like learning how to just move your body freely, like Ashley's all about. And like, that's what I've learned to do. And that's what I learned to get myself on board with. And it started with this journey of personal development and spirituality and NLP and getting myself certified and going, you know, what some people would be considered crazy and going to like the fourth level. So that way I can create my own certification. Like, I just found that like, it helped so much because like, even now, like I know earlier I mentioned that I manifested an autoimmune condition. Well, fast forward to now and like my frequency tester and my naturopathic doctor are like, I mean, you're pretty much like clearing up a lot of your symptoms. Your shit's like back on track. Like, and I attribute that to the mindset work, to the subconscious reprogramming that I've done both in my subconscious mind and into like my body, to making myself feel safe to receive things, feel safe to eat the gluten if I'm not supposed to have gluten, like to feel safe to just move my body in whatever way that feels good. Or for example, take a whole year off of exercising because I knew it was better for me. Like, it's just those different things and that like wheel of life almost of like, whether it was money, business, career, spirituality, health and fitness. Like, if people had these tools for any of those areas of life or all of them and could apply it to all of them, like, phew, mind blown. Like, shit would be so different. I literally almost censored myself and was like, I don't know if you can curse on podcasts.
You can't. Definitely.
I was like, I've been on podcasts before. Like, I'm pretty sure I've cursed on them. But I'm clearly, I'm like super passionate about this. And in case for anyone listening to this, like if you are into astrology, I am an Aries. If you're into human design, I'm a projector. So like when I get passionate about things or when I want to study things and go deeply or like guide people on them, like I get passionate as fuck and I go so deep into the content so that way I can really share it and guide you into your desired outcome, whether that's just as simple as like figuring out what the F you actually want out of life and or your business, right? Like it can be that broad and that simple, or it could be so down, like drilled down specific. And like I said, it's always getting below the surface, like going deeper and finding out what it really is that's been holding you back and starting to let go of that, starting to unravel it and healing it and just moving on.
Yeah, I absolutely love that. And especially I always, teach people that your body can heal itself. The answers you are looking for are in yourself. You just need a mentor. You need a coach that can guide you to give you the right tools so you can do it yourself. You can manifest anything you want. You can heal your body. All these things are possible. And what's so beautiful about what I love when someone's like, I want to lose some weight so I feel better about myself. They don't even realize that is a total domino effect. Once you accomplish that one goal, you realize you want to do something else. You want to heal yourself. You want to push yourself out of your comfort zone. You actually really want to trust yourself more than you ever have. And it creates this beautiful effect of you have the answers. You just need someone to give you the right tools, especially when it comes to EFT tapping. Like, I didn't know anything about that. And I was so stressed about money at one point. I was like, I can't even think straight. Then I did EFT and I was like, wow, I feel damn great. Like I can do anything. Like people have no idea. Like they haven't like gotten into tapping. Like that's something like I didn't know about. And that's why I was like, I need to do the certification. I need to know these techniques. I need to be able to coach these for myself and others. And what I love telling people is if you are a coach, if you own a business and you don't have a coach or a mentor, you are doing you, yourself, your clients totally wrong. Because if you don't push yourself and grow and challenge yourself, your clients aren't going to grow with you. They're going to become stagnant with you. And that's what I love. So I'm going to share all of the links. I'm going to share Corinne's Instagram. Definitely give it a look. And I'm going to share the links to her certification. I can't even talk enough about how amazing Uniqueen was for me. And it's exactly what I was looking for. It's a way to heal through the bullshit of your life, but also give you the stepping stones of like, okay, who are you? Who are you in this business? Here are the stepping blocks. Here is what your, you know, framework of your mastermind is going to look like. She gives you everything. And then right after that, she's got another one that's like, okay, you're ready to hire out. Let's take you to that next level. Okay, you're done with that. Let's get you another certification. Let's change the way you see your mindset as a whole. And it's so beautiful. I just love it.
Well, thank you so, so much for that praise and for that grace and compliment. I am well receiving that. So thank you. And yes, like Ashley said, she'll drop the links below. You can find me on Instagram at your coach Corinne, and Corinne is just spelled Corin, but Ashley will share that below, as well as any links for anything upcoming that I have. And yeah, I mean, if you listen to this, like, go ahead and, you know, send me a DM, like saying that you found me through her podcast and that you listened or whatever it was. And like, I'd love to hear, you know, what your biggest takeaway was and just go from there. And I love, 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 love connecting with people and really just holding space for people to grow and step into, like, you know, almost what they thought was impossible for themselves, because the word impossible spells impossible.
I love it. So thank you so much, everyone, for joining us. Thank you so much again, Corinne. And I hope everybody has a kick-ass day. Thank you so much. Bye.